Over the next few days, we have three non-commercial screen programs on 4 days. The first one is tonight, when the Downtown Library presents a retrospective sampling of the Oscar-nominated short subject back in the 2000s at 6:30 in the Central Library. Always a good show, but frequently not for the kiddies. And Saturday at noon is the live broadcast of the Metropolitan Opera production of Nixon in China on the big screen at the Murdoch Theater, 536 North Broadway, with an encore at 1:30 Sunday. And I can't wait to see somebody play Richard Nixon as an operatic character. Nixon in China, noon Saturday and 1:30 Sunday in the Murdoch Theater, 536 North Broadway. And next Tuesday, the 15th, Me Facing Life, a documentary about a teenager confronting the American legal system on a charge of murder, shows at the Orpheum at 7 Tuesday. And commercially, we have a beautiful domestic comedy drama from England in Another Year. Our director is Mike Lee, loved by me especially for Topsy Turvy, the 1999 movie about Gilbert and Sullivan producing The Mikado, and by a lot of people for last year's Happy-Go-Lucky with the unconquerable cheerful optimism of Sally Hawkins. Another Year is another typical Mike Lee production, full of wonderful characterization in writing and acting, with ordinary people acting pretty much as real people act, in situations more realistic than dramatic, a lot of personality but not much linear progression, in a word, a lot of people but not much story. In fact, the only character who has much of a story and shows development as the movie goes along is played by Leslie Manville as a work friend of Nurse Ruth Sheen. She drinks too much and moans about her unsatisfactory love life, but she has a lot of life in her, which very gradually seems to be seeping away as things just refuse to improve for her, despite what she feels are her considerable efforts to improve them. She would be pathetic if there wasn't so very much mild humor to her, as conceived by writer-director Lee and actress Manville, and if it weren't for the suspicion that, at least for quite a ways into the movie, she's almost enjoying indulging herself in whining. And she isn't dominating the screen enough to depress us. No one person dominates in this ensemble effort. The stable couple that anchors the society and assures us that life can be quite satisfactory for quite ordinary people are Ruth Sheen and the always delightful Jim Broadbent, who was Gilbert of Gilbert and Sullivan in Topsy Turvy. She's a nurse and he's an engineer, apparently retired because all we see him doing is some kind of truck gardening, and a great deal of Another Year takes place in their little kitchen and the entryway to it, with most of the rest in their garden. Mike Lee is interested in the eternal aspects of life, the visits by friends and relatives, the meals, the plantings and harvestings, the succession of loved ones, whose roles are always filled by somebody, no matter how individual the successive characters are. There are little hints of formal structure like Mary and one male who drink, and Son Joe's new girlfriend toward the end who somewhat resembles Mary at the beginning, and two lovelorns meeting at the end. But there's no real interest in narrative, just in humanity and a love for it without unreal sentimentality. Another Year shares a lot with Blue Valentine, including improvised action, but not amateur-looking camera work. Its close-ups, for instance, are full of psychological action. But mostly it's basically cheerful for all its basic realism. I like it a lot. Jim Erickson, over and out.